You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
Good morning, beautiful people, women of destiny. I greet you all in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's live for Jesus this morning. We would like to say that I am born again. I am blood washed. I am devil kicking. Hallelujah. So, like it said, my name is Pastor Rose. Tselane is my first name, but I really never use it. So this morning, I would like to thank our Heavenly Father for giving me this opportunity to come and stand before you. Hallelujah. I just want us to clap for God this morning and just clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. And secondly, I would like to thank my beautiful friend, Pastor Belinda. You're so beautiful, friend. And then I would like to thank you, my friend, for trusting me with your pulpit. I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you lead and guide me, because it's for the first time that I'm doing this. So you need to talk with me. Ne? When I say amen, please say amen. Hallelujah. So my message today is titled Understanding the Joy that the Lord has for us. Amen. Understanding the joy that God has for you as women of destiny. Because most of the time, many times we are talking about joy. But do we really know this joy that the Lord is talking about? The joy that God wants us to have. Do we really understand it? As children of God, we find ourselves, Mama Linda was saying, that we are being framed by a lot of things in life. And one of the things that is actually framing us is the cell phone. We go to Instagram and we want to look like those ladies who do not eat, who wear high heels. I don't wear a high heel. We want to look like those ladies with long hair. We want our lashes to be longer than what God gave us. We want to have longer nails like those ladies. Hallelujah. Are we happy about how we look as ladies, as the daughters of the Most High God? I'm wearing a fake hair. If I can take it off, oh my word. That shows how not happy we are about ourselves. Please listen to me. I am not saying we shouldn't make ourselves look beautiful, right? But I am saying, like Mama Lina has said earlier, that most of the time, we are following in other people's footsteps. We are not becoming original. We think our joy is in doing what other people are doing, or our joy depends on the joy of others. In most times or instances, our joy, those who are married women, our joy depends on our husbands, not even in the Lord. If my husband is happy, then I'm happy. If he's not happy, then I'm not happy. If my family is happy and taken care of, then I'm happy. What about me? What about me? Do I have that type of joy that the Lord wants me to have? Why is my joy depending on material things? On the shoes that I'm wearing? Because people are saying, oh, Mama Grace, you are looking beautiful. I love the color of your dress. And if no one is saying anything, then I'm sad. the joy of the Lord runs out of the house. Because no one is looking at me. No one is saying anything. No one is saying anything about my nails. I was forced to go and do my nails yesterday. And they said they have to be red so that people can see them. And I'm like, okay. As long as people that I'm with can be happy, then it's okay. But what about me? Do I really want to do nails? Do I need a red lipstick? I call it a red lipstick. Hallelujah. Now today we're going to look at a few points where we check what God really wants us to have. That type of joy. Né? So I'm going to start by saying, actually, there is a difference between joy and happiness. There is actually a thin line between the definition of joy and happiness. Hallelujah. Now, John chapter 15, verse 9 goes on saying, verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so far you can see that joy goes with love. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. That's point one of understanding God's joy. First point in this verse, how we should remain in God's joy or understanding God's joy is remaining in his love. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, if you keep my commands, we all know the commands of Jesus Christ. What is the first command? Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. The second command is love your neighbor as you love yourself. Somebody said to me during the week, I have a tendency of just posting profound statements that people say. If I'm sitting with you, Pastor Belinda, and you are saying something profound, I just take my phone and then I post it on WhatsApp. So during the week, one of the ladies from church is talking to me and she is saying, you know, it's impossible to love people if you yourself are unable to love yourself. How are you going to love others if you do not know how to love yourself? So the most important thing is to love yourself first. Then you can be able to love others. And then I just wrote it down. And then people don't know. They think I'm the one who wrote that. Maybe next time I should stop plagiarism and quote. So the verse 11 says, I have told you. Oh, I jumped 10. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. Right? Just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. Verse 11, that's where I want you to stay. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you. The reason why Jesus Christ has told us to stay in love is because he wants his joy to stay in us. And that your joy may be complete. Hallelujah. That's the best definition of what joy is. Staying in love. Walking according to the commandments of Jesus. Then that's where your joy is. Hallelujah. Now I have a few pointers that I would like us to look at. First point, I am saying in my first point that the source of joy is God's presence in our lives. Say the source of joy. The source of joy is God's presence in my life. Let's clap for Jesus. The source of joy. The source of joy is God's presence in my life. In Psalm 16, hallelujah, verse 11, the Bible says, you make known to me the path of life. That's the relationship that you have with God, right? Which is the source of joy. Like I said earlier, you cannot have material things, a beautiful car, a big car, as the source of your joy. Because the question is, what will happen if God decides to take the car and the house and the husband and the children away from you? Will you remain joyful? Say yes or no. Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 16. It says, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. So when you look at that verse, we already know where the source of our joy is. It's being in the presence of the Lord. When we go to church on a Sunday, we don't walk like this, right? We walk like this. And we like. That's because of the joy of the Lord in our lives. Hallelujah. When we get through the gate, the main gate, okay? What happens? We forget about the fight that we had with our husbands. We forget about the children. How some of them never came back from the nightclubs. Hallelujah. We are like, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And then we straighten up our clothes. We put on the lipstick and we are like, Lord Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. When we read Psalm 100, what does it say? Come into his gates with thanksgiving. Then we start praising and singing. That's the joy of the Lord. Oh Lord, in your presence, I'm made full. Hallelujah. We start laughing. We forget that we don't have food at home. Hallelujah. You should see the ladies coming to church. They take off the dusty shoes. They put on the high heels because there is joy in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. My husband normally says, you should see my wife when we go to church. It's like I'm driving too slow. She wants to get off the car and run to the church because that's actually true joy. John 15 verse 11, it says, Jesus said, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. So the only thing that joy can be complete is doing what Jesus say we should do, and that's abiding in his love. Hallelujah. Number two, we have joy in salvation. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3, it says, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. So if you don't understand the love that Jesus has for us, that God, Abba Father, has for us, if you don't understand the love that Jesus has for us, if you are not abiding in Jesus' love, if you don't understand what salvation is, it will be difficult for us, children of God, to understand God's joy. Remember I said previously that for us to understand the joy of the Lord, we need to understand the love that God has for us and abiding in that love. So these two, when we read Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the fruits of the Spirit. What is the fruit of the Spirit, number one? Love. What is the second one? Joy. Out of nine, the first one, love. The second one, joy. So it's love, then it's joy. It's love, then it's joy. It's love, then it's joy. Which means if you don't have love, if you don't have understand the love of Jesus, you won't be able to experience the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In my head, I'm like, I forgot to explain the difference between joy and happiness. Let me try to explain it to you. So in cross-cultural psychology, there are different types of emotions. There are positive and negative emotions. And then even with positive and negative emotions, there are engaged emotions, engaged positive emotions, and there are disengaged positive emotions. Yes, your emotions can be positive and again be disengaged. You get me? But the good news is that joy falls under engaged emotions. So finding God's joy is a positive emotion. It makes you feel good. When you think about Jesus, you feel good. When you think about what he has done for you, you feel good. When you think about what he's going to do for you, you feel good. But feelings, on the other hand, are for the moment. Feelings, happiness, which is a feeling, is just for a moment. That's the only difference. Happiness is only for a moment. Let me tell you why. Like I said earlier, when a person is happy because somebody has bought him or her a new pair of shoes, what if no one is buying shoes anymore? Will you be happy? No. But the joy of the Lord sustains us. It goes on forever. Even when you find yourself being in a difficult situation, we are made aware, we are confident of the joy of the Lord in our lives. Hallelujah. So, Isaiah 12:3 says, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Our joy then is anchored in salvation as we receive through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So this salvation brings us into the relationship with God and the ultimate source of our joy. Hallelujah. Let's go to the third point. Joy in trials and strength in adversity. If you are going through a lot, a situation in your life, please raise up your hand. I'm going through a situation right now. God is looking at us. So don't be afraid to raise up your hand. It's a prayer to God right now to say, Lord, I'm going through a situation. Please give me joy. Amen. Thank you. James chapter 1 verse 2 to 3 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters. This is a word of encouragement to you. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, which trial are you going through right now? Are you being depressed? Are you being sad? You don't have money in the bank account. You are failing your grades. You are just going through divorce right now. Hallelujah. Your child doesn't want to hear anything about God. You've raised him or her very well, but she is saying, I don't want to hear anything about that God of yours. Because to me, I think your God is not alive. You might be walking through a season right now. But what is the Bible saying today to us? The book of James is saying, consider it pure joy. It's pure. It's not just a type of joy that other people can say it's joy. But this one is pure. You are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But the joy of the Lord is holding your hand. The Bible says, I will be holding you with my righteous right hand. That is pure joy. No harm will befall you, my daughter. Yes, I see that you are going through miscarriages right now. But there is nothing in my eyes. What I know is that you are mine, and one day I will be with you. Hallelujah. That's the joy that we need to always think about. Hallelujah. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So they say people who never go through seasons, you can see them, that these ones do not know anything. They do not have the fruit of the Spirit. They do not have perseverance. They get angered easily because they have never gone through. They do not understand having joy and not being happy. You get me? If you understand the joy of the Lord, the pure joy of the Lord, if you understand it, you look at people and you are like, this one doesn't know what he or she is talking about. I will persevere because I know that my Redeemer lives. And at the end of the day, at the end of this season, whether it's the first season, the third season, 4 years or 7 years, I know that my Redeemer lives and I'm going through this right now, but I know that he's holding me with his righteous right hand and I'm going to make it at the end. Hallelujah. But it's only the joy of the Lord that will make you go through it. Imagine going through the valley with gloominess, anger and sadness. The Lord will be like, this one is not like my son Job. This one is not like my son David. This one. Remember, by the way, even David himself was in a time where he was like, Lord, I've had it. Imagine King David, who had everything. It's not wrong that you might be going through depression. You might be having suicidal thoughts. Major depression is hitting us, like Mama Linda has said. Okay? Some of you, you are married and you are asking yourself questions. Did I make the right choice? I don't see myself going, dying with this guy, Lord. Look at him. I'm even better than him. But if you have the joy of the Lord in your life, you look at your husband and you'll be like, Lord, have mercy on him. I wish he can experience what I'm experiencing. That's before him. When he's going through all sorts of stresses and all that, be the dancer. Be like, Lavi, I see you are stressed. So I've decided to share with you the joy of the Lord in my life. Put on music and running shoes or whatever shoes, dancing shoes, and start and say, the joy of the Lord is. Don't say the name of the Lord. Ne? Just say, the joy of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. I tell you, that type of madness that he thinks you are will make him smile. And then one day he will ask you, why are you so joyful? And you say, baby, we are going through this. Yes, I know that I've been wearing these shoes for the past 5 years. They don't have heels anymore. But the joy of the Lord is my strength today. Hallelujah. So there is always strength in adversity. Hallelujah. There is always joy in adversity. Joy is found in God's promises. And those promises are our hope for the future. Like I said, in many ways, we go through a season, in many times, we go through a season and a time that is not favorable to us, and then we lose hope. Hallelujah. We do what? We lose hope. We stop smiling. We stop giggling. Let me tell you, we were trained as psychologists to understand a fake laugh. I can actually say, this is a fake laugh. This one. This person is going through stuff. A lot of it. And then there is a joyful laugh, where you can see that, yes, this person is going through stuff, but they are settled. They are confident in the God they serve. Hallelujah. Now, Romans chapter 15 verse 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him. You see the issue of trust, trusting in the Lord, trusting in his promises that my daughter, I will never leave nor forsake you. Yes, you are going through this stuff, but there will never be a time where I am leaving you behind. I will be holding your hand. Hallelujah. So God's promises gives us hope and joy. What is the word of God saying in these trying times? We always have to think about what God is saying. Then we see our future. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 18. It says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Even though it's dry, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Hallelujah. Like I said earlier, our joy is not dependent on our circumstances, but on God's unchanging character of promises. Remember what Psalm 30 verse 5 say. What does it say? Psalm 30 verse 5. Even when we mourn, what happens? Joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Let's clap for Jesus. Joy comes in the morning. Say, joy comes in the morning. My last point. There is joy in serving others. There is joy in serving others. There is joy in serving others. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. I'm sorry about a lot of verses. I just wanted you to understand what this joy that we're talking about is. It says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let's say that again. It is more blessed to give than to receive. The joy of the Lord comes in giving, in serving others. I am telling you, you will never sleep hungry. We need to learn to serve others and to give. I'll tell you why. When was it? Was it the 19th of June, the Mandela Day? We went and bought shoes and track suits and what? And food for a farm school. And then we have a project called Holy Heart. So we go there and then we spend a day with the farm kids. When we got back, we were so happy. You could see that we didn't receive anything, but the happiness that we were experiencing because we just gave. Hallelujah. So in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, 17 to 18, Apostle Paul speaks of rejoicing even when being poured out like a drink offering, showing that joy comes from sacrificial service in the name of Christ. Hallelujah. So the more we give, the more joyful we become, the more we understand the joy of the Lord. If you are giving and you are grumbling, you are not experiencing the joy of the Lord. But if you are giving and you jump with one foot, know that you are experiencing the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Children of God, I'm going to say it in Setswana, bana ba Morena. Let's make sure that we understand this joy of the Lord in our lives. Hallelujah. Let's ask Holy Spirit to continuously explain this type of joy that He wants us to experience. Hallelujah. Like I said earlier, we might be going through seasons, but let's do what God wants us to do so that we can experience the type of joy that He wants us to have. Are you happy? Let's say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.